I am Deepthi Pita, a faculty from School of Veterinary Medicine from University of Pennsylvania. Although I have to admit that I have a veterinary background and I'm interested in the microbial ecology of the gut, I have very little experience with food safety aspects and antimicrobial resistant genes. But what took me on the nerve to do this kind of expedition is trying to use metagenomics as a way to explore more into trying to understand the relationship between what microbes are present in an environment and how they relate to the antimicrobial resistant patterns. So I'm not going to spend too much time about the introduction, as we have already dealt with in the previous three talks. But one thing that I would like to emphasize is trying to know antimicrobial resistant gene patterns in just one environment or one host is not going to be of great benefit, but it has to be like a multidisciplinary approach wherein veterinarians, clinicians, agricultural scientists, environmental scientists should all come together and work as a team to understand better what the ecology of antimicrobial resistant genes are and what is the best mitigation protocols that need to be adapted to reduce the influx of antimicrobial resistant genes in any agro-ecosystem. So the thing that caught me on fire is the two articles that I'm going to introduce to you guys. The first one is talking about the resistome, what we call the collection of antimicrobial resistant genes in humans. That was first summarized by Somner in 2009, where they tried to characterize antimicrobial resistant genes from healthy human gut. And when they tried to compare the antimicrobial resistant genes to clinical pathogens, nearly 50% of the genes matched. And many of the antimicrobial resistant genes were not even identical, indicating that there's so many genes that need to be identified and characterized even in healthy populations. Soon after that, another work trying to relate the resistome present in soil to that of humans was another mind-blowing work put forward by these authors, and that made me intriguing that when there is so much of debate going on that most of the antimicrobial resistant genes are coming from animals, why is there no work done trying to relate the antimicrobial resistant patterns between animals to the environment and so forth to the humans? So I'm going to present to you the less cumbersome flowchart of how antimicrobial resistant genes flow from animals to from farm to fork. It's pretty simple, and I'm going to present to you the hotspot, which is the favorite route for antimicrobial gene transmission, and we have gone through this already. So based on this, the hypothesis was a dairy agro-ecosystem represents a complex genetic web where distinct microbial populations or microbiota come together and thus creating a perfect environment for transfer of antimicrobial resistant genes. So for this pilot investigation, we wanted to see if the antimicrobial resistant genes in fecal, manure and soil, they bear similarities. And we took in the second objective, we tried to compare our data sets to publicly available data sets to see if we find any similarities in the distribution patterns. So for this, this study actually stemmed out of a USDA project that was done by my colleague to study prevalent pathogens in dairy farms in Pennsylvania. And from her samples, I chose five farms, which has like fecal, manure, near soil and far soil. I'm not exactly sure how these samples were collected, but these were like the samples that showed more prevalence of pathogens. And because there is a potential for antimicrobial resistant genes to flow from fecal to manure to soil, so we characterized AR gene patterns in these samples. So we just extracted DNA, then sequenced on IonTorrent platform, and we characterized for phylogenetic distribution to see what kind of pathogens or commensals as well as pathogens we see, and also try to identify any antimicrobial resistant genes comparing to antimicrobial resistant database. And for our second objective, we try to download publicly available data sets representing the gut of different animal species, fish and humans, and also farm soils and some water samples, and try to compare our data set to those data sets to get some what to analyze the level of similarity they had. So we had about 20 samples, and per each sample we had nearly 250 to 500,000 reads that were sequenced. Not a great resolution, but that gave us enough level to where we could make some comparisons, and we got good number of contigs, and nearly 50% were aligned to make phylogenetic comparisons, but we were able to detect hardly 1% of antimicrobial genes. But even across those five farms, we found that farm 5 highlighted in yellow continuously showed greater abundance of antimicrobial resistant genes. So we had a little discussion talking about what the community structure is like. There seems to be quite a bit of variation in fecal samples, as you would expect, but most predominated by Bacteroides and Firmicutes in feces, slowly being replaced with Proteobacteria, as you could see in pink in many of samples. Whereas despite different farming conditions and different farms, soil samples had very similar phylogenetic composition. So going down to the genus level, we try to look at the differences between soils, feces and manure, and whatever Bacteroides and Firmicutes genera that we have identified, they were not even detected in soil samples. They were pretty resilient. But the interesting thing is we found a good number of pathogens like Yersinia and Treponema in fecal and manure samples, and also we detected Pseudomonas to be common in almost all the 20 samples. So we tried to compare our investigation, our results to some of the published data that we had in identifying the zoonotic pathogens, Campylobacter, E. coli, MAP, and Salmonella enterica. And with great success, we were able to identify and also report the abundance that these zoonotic pathogens were present in almost all the samples. Then coming to the AR genes that we have detected, although the abundance was low, we have identified nearly 250 different types of gene types, and nearly 50% of them were contributed resistance to multi-drug resistance, followed by tetracyclines, then amphenicols. And quinolones, sulfonamides, aminoglycosides, beta-lactams, their contribution was little, and notably what we have found is they were not even detected in the soil samples. So making some comparisons at the community level, this is the different colors by sample type, and for five farms, there seems to be a great variation in fecal and manure samples, but the phylogeny or the microbial composition is pretty tight. There seems to be no variation and very resilient to external perturbations. Whereas in resistome, they seem to follow the variation patterns for manure and fecal samples. However, most of the communities or AR gene profiles showed they had similar microbial antimicrobial resistant genes in their populations. So to summarize microbes and resistome data, microbial communities clustered by sample type irrespective of the farm, and there was greater variation between fecal and manure samples, but soil samples were resilient to changes. And resistome patterns, they followed the same patterns as microbiome, but most of the communities had similar AR profiles. Then the AR genes that we have detected, as I have indicated, we have identified nearly 250 different genes, AR genes, and here I present them based on color, like the green is more abundant, with blue with lower abundance. And most of these genes are classified like multi-drug resistance and aminoglycosides, sulfonamides, tetracyclines, and vancomycin. And this seems to be a pattern for some of the genes like vancomycin, multi-drug resistance, then bacitracin and chloramphenicol. These genes were common to almost all the samples, and it also shows that maybe there is a flow of genes from feces to manure to soil. Interesting is the fact that even the sulfonamide genes, they are pretty high in concentration in most of the manure samples. Don't know why we were not able to detect in other samples. And then to address our objective 2, we did a comparative meta-analysis, taking our observations and compared to that of publicly available databases. And most of the resistomes that came from the gut of animals, humans, showed similar antimicrobial resistant genes, predominated by multi-drug resistance, whereas the fish and some of the manure and soil samples had similar beta-lactam resistant genes, whereas all the aquatic samples were predominated by fluoroquinolone genes. So with this, we concluded that agrosystem, any farm agroecosystem is a good example to study antimicrobial resistant gene patterns when the gene flow starts from the animal and finally reaches to the food chain or to humans. So we need to screen these different sectors of the farm using such a high throughput technology to identify different gene patterns, trying to understand the emergence and dissemination of antimicrobial resistance patterns. With this, I end the talk and welcome any questions.
We have time for questions. I had a question. Do you have any information on the relationship between what you're detecting in feces or manure and the antibiotics that the herd was using?
No.
You showed in your talk, but do you have that data?
No, we don't have any information on the history of antibiotics used on those farms.
What's the geographical distribution of your farms? Are they nearby or do they represent different areas of the United States?
They were from the southeastern areas of Pennsylvania. There's quite a different locations, but they come from Pennsylvania.
I have one more quick question. I thought I saw on one of your slides map that you looked at, but I didn't retain what sample is it. Can you comment on mycobacteria in your studies?
Using metagenomics, actually, we are actually doing another study trying to identify the bacterial diversity associated with Yoni's disease. And we are not able to extract DNA from mycobacterium as such. It has been a challenge. But when we did the shotgun sequencing, we were able to get low abundance of mycobacterium. But there is some other genus, Arthrobacter, that's coming along with mycobacterium, which seem to be predominant in Yoni's disease, which is not even identified in negative samples.
Any questions? If not, thank you very much.
Okay.